92.9 WBBM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's a place called Hayward County in Tennessee, and in Hayward County, there's a community called Brownsville, where county roads 19, 54, 70, and 79 all cross each other. It's a quaint little neighborhood that just under 10,000 people call home. Brownsville isn't known for much, although it was the birthplace of legendary singer Tina Turner, who passed away about 2 years ago. And down there, they have a museum entirely dedicated to her career and music. But something new popped up about a week ago in the nearby town of Nutbush, which is causing some controversy. It's a 10-foot statue tribute of the Queen of Rock and Roll, and it's a pretty good likeness of Tina, rocking out with big hair, a short skirt, and microphone in hand. About 50 locals, with some support from the Ford Motor Company, pulled up $150,000 to commission it, but it's become a hot topic on social media sites, with some people saying they find it offensive, even calling it racist, because they claim it was very poorly made. I don't know, it looks okay to me. Some people really have their shorts in a tight bunch over this, which shows just how sensitive our country has become over the smallest things. Why can't they just appreciate it for what it is?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.